Salem Media Group.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. President Obama imposes sanctions on Russian officials and intelligence services in retaliation for Russia's interference in the U.S. presidential election.
The State Department has also kicked out 35 Russian diplomats from their embassy here in Washington and the consulate in San Francisco, accusing them of acting in a manner inconsistent with their diplomatic status. It has given them and their families 72 hours to leave the country.
Correspondent Wally Hines, Russia has suggested it might retaliate against American diplomats. Syria and its chief ally Russia have reached a ceasefire agreement with Syria's mainstream rebel fighters. That ceasefire is set to go into effect this hour.
Russia is seen as a key player there, and the U.S. is not.
That is Foundation for Defense Democracy's president, Clifford May. He says the U.S. role in the Mideast has been diminished because of its failure to end the fighting in Syria. The European Union has joined the outgoing U.S. administration in defending the two-state solution as the best way to achieve a lasting peace between Israelis and Palestinians. A spokeswoman for the 28-nation bloc reiterated the EU's support for the two-state solution a day after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry criticized Israel for continuing to build settlements. Another winter storm is heading for the northeastern United States. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovic says snow accumulations of a foot or more are expected inland.
The storm is going to be fairly high impact, and it's going to have typical snowfall amounts you would see with a major eastern storm, anywhere from a foot to a foot and a half, along with high winds and blowing and drifting of snow.
A changeover to rain is expected to reduce snowfall totals near the East Coast. The number of police killed in the line of duty rose sharply in 2016, driven by shootings of police around the country. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Dino Rento Studios as a new sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show. At Dino Rento Studios, they custom manufacture displays, props for events, parties, trade shows, retailers. They can make just about anything for just about anybody. That's right. DinoRentosStudios.com is the website. You spell Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S. Dino Rento Studios. The phone number is 800-704-7089. Want to decorate a party for that special grandchild or child? Want to decorate a party for an office party? They can do it at Dino Rento Studios, and they can do it within your budget. Dino Rento Studios, that's where they make just about anything. And if they can't make it, nobody can. That's DinoRentoStudios.com, 800-704-7089.
I'm Rick Dolan here for 60-second answer news update. The U.S. has slapped sanctions on Russia for allegedly hacking U.S. elections, and America's sweetheart actress Debbie Reynolds has died. Don't miss a thing with your free Answer Orlando app in your device's app store. The president and CEO of a telecommunications product company was one of two people killed when a small plane crashed Tuesday night in Port Orange. Daryl Inglesby was president of Independent Technologies Incorporated, based in Blair, Nebraska, and he owned a home in the community. Deb Salzrud from Minnesota also on board the plane and was killed. Two separate home invasions in Orange County in the last 24 hours. The first incident near the 417 and South Orange Blossom Trail, where a homeowner suffered minor injuries after three people broke in. The second incident reported at a South Rio Grande apartment complex, where two men forced their way inside an apartment but got away. Two young sisters killed in a crash on North Orange Blossom Trail near Beggs Road yesterday afternoon. FHP still trying to determine why the girl's mother crossed lanes of traffic and crashed into an SUV. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
in traffic? We've got
a new
the answer.
I-4, this one westbound right before the 408. You're heavy from Fairbanks to the 408. John Young Parkway to 535, slow and go. And 192 to 429 is heavy eastbound. On the brakes, Osceola Parkway to 535, then heavy south Orange Blossom Trail to Ivanhoe. The only toll road problem at the moment is the beach line. A crash westbound has backups from John Young Parkway to I-4. And there is a crash John Young Parkway at I-4 as well. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. AccuWeather Forecast.
Cloudy skies, breezy and less humid for the rest of your Thursday, low 46. Friday, breezy and not as warm with clouds and sunshine, high 61. Friday night, clear and chilly, low 39. Saturday, sunshine and some clouds, warm with a high 72. I'm Andy Robb, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit right up. Let's go see the elephant. We're on a roll on a honey.
What the dancing queen had in store for the Russians. And now I guess we're going to see what the Russians have in store for us. All right, well, stick around, folks, because we got a great show, I think, lined up and in store for you right here tonight, live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer, that's right, it is 5 o'clock. A little after, actually. That means it is time for the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Thank you so very much for tuning in. I am the philosopher, political, mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Across the table from me is Penn State alumni, Hillary Clinton for prison t-shirt wearing.
That's exactly right. That caused a little outbreak the other day in the gym. One of the snowflakes had a little concern about my shirt, you know.
All right. And he's, of course, Michael McBath, and in the studio, of course, with us today, too, we have the commanding general of the American Adversaries Army, none other than Colonel Danny McKnight. Colonel, great to see you again.
Happy to be here. Go Noles.
Oh, there he goes, starting right off.
This time tomorrow.
All right.
This time tomorrow.
Now, Danny, we know last night the U is back. Miami won, and they, you know, they put on a pretty good offensive show.
Yeah, they finally got him a decent coach.
And after they woke up for the first half.
Oh, yeah, I know. They were a little slow in the beginning, but, you know, Mark Richt is a good coach.
Great
and,
guy.
You know, a lot of people don't realize he was a quarterback at Miami.
Yes, he was.
And so he is in his element, and recruiting-wise, he's in his element.
Yeah.
And I think that in the past, some of these coaches weren't in their element there, so I think he'll really get them up to 9 to 11 wins a year.
He learned really well for 18 years being Bobby Bowden's offensive coordinator.
Right.
He
so
probably
that,
did.
That had a great
and,
impact.
He's
on
got a pretty good pedigree.
Yeah. And he'll be able to get similar talent because of where he recruits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The state of Florida.
Well,
now, the question, though, for Danny is, how is FSU going to beat Michigan? Tell me how.
How?
Yeah. Score more points. I know.
We'd be faster than them.
Okay. Faster.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Offensively and defensively, I think we will be
more
faster.
More skilled positions.
You know? And they'll focus on Dalvin. There's no doubt. You know that, and I know that.
Right.
But Dalvin will still do Dalvin. But I promise you, Francois will have a bigger impact than they expect.
I think the weak point of Michigan is their quarterbacking situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if the first team fellows, remember he was in and out. I don't know if he's going to start or not, but I think at best he's average.
Yeah.
But I do think they're very physical.
Yeah.
And remember what they did to the Gators. Not that the Gators are any good, but they annihilated the Gators last year, like 50-some points.
Well, defensively, you have to admit, at the end of the year, we were about as good as anybody else was playing defensively.
Right.
We had that really one bad game against Louisville. Otherwise, You know, we played pretty well. We started out pretty poorly on defense, but boy, by the time last four or five games came around, right. Ask Florida.
No. I mean, I think FSU is a very polished team at this point. Yeah. But what we talked about is that four-week layoff, too, sometimes clicks down on a good offense. Know. You know, Michigan has an okay offense, so I don't know if they can be clicked down too much on where you guys maybe get sputtering for a little bit until you break out. But it'll be a great game. Tomorrow night's game is going to be a great game.
Yeah, you tickets?
I hope so.
You got tickets?
12 of them.
And he's there. He is there, man. The train heads down on 95 tomorrow morning.
There you go. Yep. All right, of course, this is the big bowl weekend for college football. You got the two big playoff games and Penn State Monday night.
Yeah. Southern Cal.
How is Penn State going to beat Southern Cal?
Well,
big boy?
You know, OJ's not there anymore, Chris, in case you don't know that. But it is a case that actually at this point, Southern Cal won 7 or 8 in a row. We've won 7 or 8 in a row. So they're probably two hottest teams out there. We'll see who survives. Southern Cal may be more physical. I don't know, because I saw Washington State, who came in second or third in the Pac-10.
Yeah.
They look like garbage the other night.
All right.
And so we'll see.
All right. Well, we got a game to play tonight, if you will. That is our Thursday night contest. The rules are, I'll let Mike describe them in more detail, but this is our New Year's resolution contest,
That's right. We're calling it. Danny, you'll like this. It's a very simple game. It's just New Year's resolutions for politicians and
more
movie stars.
Celebrities, yeah.
Or, you know, maybe your neighbor if you don't like them.
Let's keep it to people in the news.
Yeah.
We don't want to personalize
the news.
This.
We don't want to say, like, some
of
them.
Right.
But I'll start it off. My resolution for Barack Obama would be that he's probably wishes that he gets a lifetime membership to Gold's Gym where he can build his body up to look like Michelle. And then at that point, he'll probably attempt to do curls with 10 pounds. So that's what I think his resolution will be for next year. So everybody come up with your resolution.
All right. He has set the bar.
That's right. Pretty low.
So call in with your
resolutions.
Is it
possible to go lower?
I got a couple, but I'll give mine away a little bit later on. We want to hear yours now. 407-774-8255. The Colonel will help us judge the winner tonight. We will have a winner before we go off the air at 7 o'clock.
And the prizes are?
Once again, it'll be a life-size cutout from Janice and Dino Rentos of Dino Rentos Studios. I stopped by there this afternoon.
You did?
Yeah.
You're having them make one of you? Come on, tell me.
I can
understand it.
Nope.
Okay.
Give
to your girlfriend. Would that be? Can you imagine giving your girlfriend a life-size of you? They go, "What? What's that for?"
She'd probably go, "He's more useful than you." But anyway, The life-size cutout, all you got to do is provide them with a photograph. This could be of a child, of an adult, of an animal, whatever you want, and they will send it to you. You don't really have to leave your living room or bedroom, wherever you got a computer.
Right.
And, of course, DinoRentoStudios.com is their website. They'll be back in next month to talk on the show about their what they do over there. And, by the way, any party needs, decorations, party supplies, they got it there, and they got it at the best price, and tell them you heard about it here, and they'll even give you a bigger discount. And then, of course, you get a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano. Yes, that was our Cafe Positano who got burglarized last night. One of the perps was caught, and perhaps she might have had, I don't know, phone with the other people's phone numbers or something in it, perhaps.
Was it an inside job, Chris?
No.
We don't know.
No, it was not
outside.
An inside job. Uh-huh. But it's interesting because there is not a very big window at Cafe Positano where the people who leave at night after...
Because the cooks come in early.
Yeah. I mean, everything in there is fresh every day, so they have to start early. They're in there... Well, I'm not going to say it on the air.
Okay.
All right, but let's just say there's a very short window. And fortunately, a deputy happened by there, or he was doing his job. Happened is not the proper word. He went by there and saw a suspicious vehicle and was able to get the driver,
basically. Really good.
And they had some stuff in there. They had already hit Cafe Positano, and they were in that Gator's dockside down the way there.
Yep.
And they ran out the back as the deputy was coming in the front. But hopefully they will be caught. And there is, you know, once again, crime line tip out there, folks.
Yep.
But they're still, of course, in business. They will be doing their New Year's party. They weren't, you know, it wasn't
that's not
just, you know, broken windows, basically it. And you'll get a $20 gift certificate, compliments of Jerry and Janice. Jerry and Jana Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz. And, of course, if you got a Mercedes-Benz or a Beamer W, they will take great care of that car over there and your pocketbook in the process. And a $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats, compliments of Rick Brown, who couldn't be here tonight. But he sends his New Year's greetings to
Thank
everyone.
God they didn't steal Pasquale's golf clubs. You know, that would have been a heartbreaker.
I think if anywhere, they were in the safe, right?
Yeah, right. That would have been a heartbreaker.
All right, 407-774-8255. What would your New Year's resolution be, and who would it be for? That's what we're looking for tonight. All right. Russia has gotten its hand slapped, I guess you might say. The Obama administration announced its sanctions against Russia for tampering around or whatever they are alleged to have done in our elective process. And it didn't really amount to a lot. And it would be easily reversible by Trump if he chooses to do so. They have expelled 35 diplomats from Washington.
72 hours to get out.
San Francisco, they and their families have 72 hours to leave the country. And they also placed sanctions on some Russian intelligence agencies and the like. And presumably that's going to be about the extent of it. It wasn't a whole lot more the administration could do by themselves. They would need Congress's approval to do, you know, much more extensive sanctions, like against the whole nation. This is basically against individuals, more or less, right? And kicking the diplomats out is a slap in the face, diplomatically speaking. Now, the Russians have said they are going to retaliate. Right? So we shall see what that involves. And then,
but you know what, Chris? I would think the retaliation, honestly, is going to be a lot worse than what we did to them. That's why he should have just not done anything and just passed it on to Trump, because we know this guy, he doesn't know what he's doing. Trump take care of this problem.
I'm not so sure you're right, but the problem is you might be right.
Yeah.
You see?
Which is really bad.
Exactly.
You got it. I hope I'm not right.
This guy is messing around, and so the Russians retaliate, then what is he going to do? Let's say they retaliate tomorrow or this weekend or before January 20th. What's he going to do? Now he's going to leave it to Donald Trump? Right. Or is he going to do something else?
Right.
You see, it's sort of a stupid game to play, and if anything, the Russians baited him into it. There is no.
Do you think the American people even care that they got? You know, how many of them believe that Trump's election was part of the Russian help?
I would imagine
some do. The Democrats,
some of the snowflakes.
Yeah, the flakes believe,
right? Who are looking for anything to grasp onto?
Right.
You know, to delegitimize Trump in the process. But that's about it.
Yeah.
And the country is moving on, and this is basically a non-issue. And as far as Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio, our own senator, dear Senator Marco Rubio, warning the Republicans, they might do this to you.
Mm-hmm.
All we know for sure that has really happened is that Hillary's emails got hacked into and released.
Right.
We don't really know that there was anything else really done. Right? That's all we have been shown any evidence or any proof of.
Right.
And all I can say is, if the Republicans are doing honest business and honest politicking, what's the difference? Right. Except that perhaps the other side will find out your strategy or something like that. But we all know, or should all realize by now, that whatever you put on the social media network out there, it's up for grabs.
Right.
And there is nothing really entirely secure. You know, Trump said something I thought today that was very wise, very profound. He said, in the computer age, we have fast, but we don't really have secure.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do about it?
Right.
Right? Are you going to?
Pretty valid statement.
Right. So if we give up, you know, fast for secure, if we made the trade-off, or if we give up secure for privacy— you see it's a quagmire. And to play this game with the Russians at this time, where the stakes could be extremely high, is
the other thing,
very immature.
Danny, I think you'll agree with me. I have to believe that if they truly hacked everything, how come we're so inept in being able to stop all this? And you ran the government. It's your people in all these different positions. You were more inept than we ever envisioned. Why are you keep harping on this? I mean, you've got to be pretty stupid.
That's exactly what I was going to, my comment was going to be. We should be embarrassed at ourselves for letting it happen.
Right.
Because we're admitting that they were smart enough to do this, and we were stupid enough to let it happen.
Yeah.
And you know, all this stuff about they did. Well, why didn't we do something that should have recognized it and stopped it? Therefore, I tend not to totally believe that the Russians really did anything that had an impact.
And somebody else could have done it and made it look like
they did. That's
the problem, you know.
The president, you know, Obama now has said, go home, 25 of you. Well, guess what? In about 3 weeks, they could be coming right back.
Yeah, they could be.
You know that as well as I do.
Right.
I mean,
and it was 35, but who's counting?
That's right, 35. It was 25 the first number I saw.
And so is it worth that slap on the wrist for what could possibly come afterwards? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just stupid. It's immature. But, yeah, one organization did do something about it. The RNC. They worked with the FBI to make sure that their systems were secure. And when the same help was offered to the DNC by the FBI, it was refused repeatedly. So who is really to blame?
Rest the case right there.
Yeah,
you know, really
I know, you would think they'd have laid off the subject if they had any brains at all, which there's the answer.
Well, they don't have much else.
Right.
And they got to work with what they got. I mean, it's they got to make a script out of, you know, what you know, scant little piece of controversy they can rouse up. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're looking for some entries for our New
Year's
resolutions.
Chris, I want to hear your resolution. You've got to get rolling here, buddy.
All right,
Year's is only a day or so away, need some resolutions.
We'll get to it here, but these are for other people now. And politicians and the like. All right, we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries. Please stay with us.
Support Legal Immigrants for America today as we promote legal immigration all across the USA. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Buy our book, The Bible and Immigration, at golifa.com. That's golifa.com. Support Legal Immigrants for America today at golifa.com and help us impact Congress, the White House, and the nation.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, then you need to know Jerry Shepard. Jerry and his wife, Jana, own and operate Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service, a state-of-the-art service center located on Econ Circle, just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. Because you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you get at Jerry's. Whether you need regular maintenance work or an emergency repair, Jerry's is the place to take your Mercedes. Jerry offers the best service at the best price. Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service is truly the dealership alternative. And if you're in the market to buy a pre-owned Mercedes, take it to Jerry's for a free evaluation. They'll look it over top to bottom and arm you with the info you'll need to get the best deal. So call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Or visit them at jerrysmb.com. Remember, Jerry's is the dealership alternative, and they're also a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show.
In traffic, we've got
you might
the
call
answer.
It holiday traffic on I-4 this afternoon. Eastbound, your delay is Osceola Parkway to 535 and then South Orange Blossom Trail to Ivanhoe. Westbound, dealing with a crash before the 408 with a lane block. Your heavy Fairbanks to the 408, John Young Parkway to the Turnpike, Sand Lake to 535 and 192 to the 429. No problem on the toll roads except for the beach line. Westbound, heavy traffic, John Young Parkway to I-4. And we have accidents, Conway at Judge Road and West Colonial at Kirkman. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right,
if you're searching for the Titans of Talk Radio, the voice to be reckoned with, you have found it right here. We are the American Adversaries. We are live. 407-774-8255 is the number. And we're running our resolution, New Year's resolutions for celebrities contest tonight. So give us a call and get in on that contest.
I mean, there's so many out there that we could help, like Charlie Sheen.
Oh, yeah, he'd be a great one. He'd be a great one to help out.
All the women on The View.
Yeah.
You know, we could help them out, that's for sure.
That's right. Absolutely right. Okay. Colonel McKnight is with us tonight. And, of course, he is the author of the great book, Streets of Mogadishu. This should be a handbook, a guide, if you will, especially for young people as they're coming up and just learning about, you know, making decisions for themselves and why it's important to make the hard right decision when faced with easy wrong decisions all throughout life. By the way, you can get his book at his website, DannyMcKnight.com. And, Colonel, there's a few things I want to talk to you about. First of all, this stuff with Israel. The 1967 borders is what, you know, John Kerry and the Obama administration is proposing that we go back to, so to speak. And given the, let's say, the armament and the level of mistrust, to say the least, and outright hatred amongst the peoples of Palestine and toward people of Israel, how defensible would that be? How difficult would it be for Israel to defend itself in this day and age when the Palestinians have much more sophisticated weapons than they had in the past?
The Palestinians have improved and increased their capability. You're exactly right when you say that. A lot of people don't really realize that,
right,
but they have. But Israel, I promise the Israeli army is a better army than the Palestinians. There's no doubt in my mind. I know who I want to fight with if I'm fighting.
Sure.
And I think the Israeli army would be well prepared to counter anything the Palestinians throw at them. Now, the question would be, who else might get involved? You know, that's what you sort of worry about. Who else might get involved?
Right.
And I don't know if Israel will get a lot of backing from what I consider us, and we should be, you know, backing them, because they have been always the staunch part of our defense system in Israel.
Right.
There.
Right.
You know, and I'm really bothered by seeing this happen. I personally think Netanyahu is the kind of guy that I'd be willing to fight for.
Right.
Anytime.
Right.
So have been bothered by this since it started going on. Then they did the vote. Now, John Kerry makes stupid-ass comments. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. Just jumped out of there. But, you know, makes his stupid comments. And people don't seem to get it that we're wrong. We this is not what we should be doing to Israel.
Right.
In my opinion.
Right.
You know?
Well, fortunately, they're doing it at the end of their administration instead of at the beginning.
Like they say, Trump, I'll be here in a few days. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And which a lot of, you know, Democrats are wondering why now? Why do it now?
Yeah.
As you're heading out the door.
Exactly.
I think one reason why is he understands that it creates a huge, it makes the problem much more difficult to solve.
Yeah.
It's not going to make anything easier. It's going to make it much more difficult.
Plus, the Democratic Party will now can be labeled justifiably the it's an anti-Semitic party.
Yeah.
You are anti-Jew.
Well, and you know, when Kerry, when
anti-Israel for sure,
yeah, no.
When John Kerry made his, you know, little speech the other day,
right?
He not only got repercussions from one side of the aisle, he got repercussions from both sides of the aisle, because everybody thought he was an idiot choosing to make that gigantic, wonderful speech, as he thought, you know, and that did nothing positive, nothing.
Yeah,
with what he did.
As a matter of fact, Chuck Schumer.
Yes.
Had one of the harshest criticisms of him.
That's right.
And was refreshing to see.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, there may yet be another shoe to drop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the possibility of the Obama administration either trying to finagle another UN resolution, which would be a bit more difficult than just unilaterally declaring they recognize the Palestinian state. And it can be done either way. Under international law, the UN as a body can recognize if enough vote for it, or
an individual nation can recognize another nation, even if no one else does. But the problem for Israel is that if the Obama administration recognizes a Palestinian state, it could start a domino effect of other governments recognizing the Palestinian state without going through the UN process. You see, that's the way it used to be done before there was a UN. Each state would recognize whatever other countries that it recognized as legitimate. And so we shall see what happens from there. When we get back, we're going to talk more with the colonel about some situations. Well, the situation involving our military right now, our own military. And
ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant without a road.
If you want to see some great live local Wrestling Federation Wrestling 2.0, it's going on tonight. The doors open at 6:30. You can find that great action at the intersection of Aloma and Howell Branch Road. Reloaded is the name of tonight's event. Reloaded. All right. If you didn't get some free tickets from us, they still have tickets at the door, $15 general admission. And it is great fun and excellent wrestling action. And by the way, if you want to learn how to do it, they teach it, too. All right. I am Christopher, the philosopher, political mad scientist, Hart. That guy choking on his coffee there.
On the popcorn, Chris. I mean, the next time you've got to cook it. You know, these little pellets are hard to take, you know.
That is, of course, the chairman of the board, economist slash union boss, Mike McBath. We have the commanding general of the American Adversaries Army, author of the great book, Streets of Mogadishu, bona fide, true American hero, Colonel Danny McKnight, in a studio as well. We are in the midst of our Thursday night contest. The rules are we want you to come up with a New Year's resolution for some celebrity or politician or somebody in the news. You just tell us who it is and what the resolution is, and you may win that big old prize package worth $150.
I think, you know, Chris, Dennis is right off, or his buy on Hillary was very simple and to the point. She needs to take a memory class.
Memory class, that's right.
I could see that being her resolution.
Well, there you go.
Very good, Dennis. Very simple. You're in the contest.
Well, let's see what Peggy has to say. She is up next. Thank you for being patient and holding through the break, Peggy. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Anytime.
Happy Christmas to you, and
thank you.
Have a great one.
Thank you. We did, and it's going to be a happy, healthy, and prosperous New
Year. Great New Year for everybody.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, amen to that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I have two entries.
All right. Good.
Okay, for Whoopi Goldberg, her resolution would be that she would keep her promise and leave the country.
All right.
That is
promise.
Really good, Peggy.
That is.
I think we'd all be so excited if she did that, you know?
Okay, and the next one is Alec Baldwin.
Oh, he's another winner.
And he is, if you can't say something nice about somebody, don't say anything at all.
My dad used to drill that into my brother and I over and over and over. Because, you know, we scrapped as kids, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Always called each other names and stuff like that.
Oh, and I hated Saturday Night Live bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah. He is disgusting.
He's,
I know.
He's spiteful about it, is what it
nasty.
Is. Spite
nasty.
Is not funny.
So, those are my entries.
All right.
Well, good.
Okay. All right. If you can't say something nice. Got it. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Peggy.
She's doubling
thank
up
you.
On the others.
All right.
Yep.
God bless you.
That was good.
All right. Let me finish this here a second. Can't. Okay. That's what we're looking for, folks. 407-774-8255 is the number. Our man Frank is up next. Frank, how you doing, my man?
What's up, boys?
Hey, Frank, one question. Who wins the FSU-Michigan game, Frank?
Oh, man, the Wolverines are going to take it to them, buddy.
Danny, these people are brutal.
Dream on, Frank. Dream on.
Oh.
Okay.
Now, Frank, you're a betting man, right?
You want to go a case of beer on that, brother?
We don't want to look like selling. We're not bookies here, Frank.
Yeah, we'll put you guys together after the show.
Yeah. Frank, give me one reason why Michigan's going to win.
Because they're better.
I wanted more scientific
Florida State
than that.
Will win because they have a lot more speed.
Yeah. Well, Michigan's tougher, and it all flows down from the top, and Harbaugh's a butthead, but they're going to drink extra milk before the game.
Is that what it is?
Extra milk. Okay.
All right.
How about the Ohio State game, Frank?
They're going to take it to Clemson, bud.
You think so?
You must be a Big Ten person.
Well, I'm an Ohio State grad, so.
I'm sorry about that. Okay? I really am. That means you must like Urban Meyer.
Last time we played Clemson, they kicked our butt, and we owe them. And then, hopefully it's us in Alabama in the final game. And 2 years ago, we upset them big, so they'll be fired up. But you know what? Let's tee it up, see what happens.
That's it.
Look at Frank, man. He's fired. He's fired up though. You can tell what in his voice.
All right. Mm. All right. Anyway, go ahead, Frank.
Well, remember a couple weeks ago, I told you Obama was going to do something stupid.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Russians, right?
Yes.
And now, what all did he do? He's kicking the ambassadors out. Is there any more to that? Or
I don't think he's actually even kicking the Russian ambassador himself
They're
out.
Called operatives.
Yeah, he's kicking out diplomats, quote unquote.
Right.
And oftentimes, diplomats in our State Department are oftentimes undercover CIA, that type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody knows who they are. Kind of thing, right?
So he's shutting down two Russian compounds,
right?
Probably for a couple of days till
based on not a shred of evidence,
right?
Just his opinion. You're right, Frank. Just his opinion. Yeah,
right. He's basically got a save face. They made this big deal about this, and he drew some red lines,
right.
And now he feels like he's got to do something. But in actuality, and I think he knows this, he didn't do anything really at all.
Some of it was going to be done above board and some behind the scenes.
Yeah, well, see,
and this guy, he scares me, okay?
Well, see,
the next 22 days could be the most dangerous period since the American Revolution.
I think you're right about that. I won't deny you that. But the problem is, it's kind of like Mike brought up earlier in the show. It's what are the Russians going to do? And then what he might, do next after that. He's playing this little tit-for-tat game, and you don't know where it's going to go.
Well, that's the problem.
Right.
I think he's purposely trying to prod him because he wants him to retaliate.
Wow. That's a possibility. That's a very good, distinct possibility. But I agree with
all
you.
All right, Frank. Well, go back and think about football. Make yourself happy.
Well, it's football tonight. I'm going to shoot 600 tonight. But the contest, I caught the tail end of that conversation. Was the lady talking about Alec Baldwin on Saturday Night Live?
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, because that was she kind of stole my. Because I thought his New Year's resolution would be to go to acting school and actually learn how to act.
All right. Well, that's not what she had, but we'll put you down for that.
I thought he was talking about Obama when he said that.
Yeah, you can use the same person. You just have to have a different resolution. All right. Yeah. So Alec Baldwin takes some acting classes. All right. All right. You got it, Frank.
All right, guys. Happy New Year.
Okay. Hope you do, but you do as well. All right. God bless you. All right. Take some acting classes.
Man, Danny, these people have turned on you. I can't believe it. These football fans.
He's
What's
an Ohio
with that?
State
yeah,
guy.
I know.
Come on, Mike.
No, you're right.
That's
I should
end of that.
I should have realized that. He's above the Mason-Dixon line. I should have realized that.
All right. Let's go with Dave next for our contest tonight. Dave, how you doing?
Great. How are you guys doing?
All right, Dave.
Excellent. Thanks for calling.
Excellent. You're sounding good.
Good
tonight.
Thank you.
I think that John Kerry should resolve to ride his bike over to Harry Reid's house for his morning workout.
Oh, that's great. Yep. He could join Harry Reid in his lawsuit, too, don't you think so?
Right. He could. I just think it'd be great. I think if they did that every morning, the world would be a better place.
I think you're right about that.
He could do that song.
And he's going to have a lot more time on his hands now, too, right?
I rode my bicycle to your window last night.
Right.
I don't know, Dave.
Yeah. All right, man. I'm sorry?
That's great, man.
All right, thanks a lot. All right, thank you very much. Make sure we got your phone number.
I rode my bicycle to your window last night. That would be fit in with that content. That's perfect.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. All right, so that's the idea, folks, and we will have a winner tonight. We will come up with a winner before the end of the show at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The
The VA, Donald Trump is considering privatizing the VA. This would mean that military vets like yourself, Colonel, would go to a regular doctor or hospital rather than go to a VA. You feel comfortable with that idea?
Not really. I think the VA is really something that is necessary. And
even with all the problems they've
had. Even with the problems. But what we need to do with the VA is we need to put the right kind of people in there that are going to run it, and the doctors are going to be the right kind of doctors that are really going to take. It's not the Veterans Administration hospital problem. The problem is the people we're letting try to run the dadburn thing. And we got rid of General Shinseki, and he was not the problem. And then we replace him with somebody else. He's not the problem. But they're not fixing anything. You got to fix this in one way. You got to start at the lowest level, get rid of the people that are down there at that level, not taking care of veterans, and just sort of handling them instead of taking care of them. That's what the VA does. I don't think if you privatize it, it's going to make it any better. I really don't.
You know, they spend $167 billion, you know, on this, and that's plenty of money. It's just being run right. And that's why I think if you bring a guy in that runs a company and just organizes the VA and start making the overseers responsible and start kicking them out and getting doctors that actually care about their patients.
That is the problem.
Well, you need good motivators at the top.
It's a government agency.
But you clean that up, Chris. We go to a business overview.
But then you lose an election and you get a guy like Obama in there and it gets all screwed up again.
Well, you know what?
I think the logic of this is, let me take a chance here and defend it, and that is that the private sector is more efficient at providing health care.
Right.
You know, someone who's
because they're motivated by money, too. And not all people are, but I'm just saying the private sector has to show a profit, but they know to be efficient and to get as many people in there and as quick as they can and take care of them the best they can, because if they don't come back, you don't make any more money.
And see, this is the problem with Obamacare, is that it's not the private market that is providing the health care, right? It's, in essence, the government dictating what the private market should do. And so I would agree with you that as long as we got Obamacare, you're better off with the Veterans Administration. All right. But I would say that if we had a decent, you know, private insurance, private market, now for veterans, it would be paid for, but that it was, you know, in the public sector, I think we'd all have a whole lot better health care. Not just veterans, but us too, because we're not getting good health care under Barack Obama's plan. I'll tell you that right now. Some people are getting health care that didn't get it before, but the problem is they're not getting good quality health care.
Right, quality that counts.
Exactly, exactly. So,
I mean, this is going to be a difficult thing to resolve, but it can be resolved.
But then I think the government could spend that money much more effectively. Right?
That's what I'm saying. You take good business people in there, they look at how they're going to allocate their funds. They go in and they examine everybody in the hospital, try to find out who the bums are, and then let's go and then start slowly eliminating the bums.
So all I'm saying is the government is not very good at doing that.
Well, we change people.
Well, and we'll find out with Trump.
Yeah, we'll change people.
One of the things that I think would help the VA, okay, the veterans hospitals, and I have been in many of them, you know.
Sure.
Not for my health, but to visit. Visiting.
Right.
Okay. And what I see is we need to have a military perspective on taking care of our veterans.
Right.
We don't have that in the VA today. It's too civilianized, and it's therefore not understanding what that veteran deserves to have, needs to have. It's too civilianized, and it's not enough militarized, and it needs to be. It really does.
And see, that's what I'm saying here. What you're calling civilianized, I would say bureaucratized, or whatever.
Bureaucrats.
In other words, overrun with a bunch of bureaucrats.
Yeah.
And as you say, have no military experience whatsoever. They're just government hacks, government employees. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I believe is the main problem here. And I don't know, even with a guy like Donald Trump, if you can solve that problem. The
By the way, that cabinet position and the Secretary of Agriculture are the two that are still outstanding.
Yep.
That he has not yet chosen someone to be on his cabinet in those positions yet. Dino Rentos is on the line. Dino, of course, provides part of our prize package. Dino, how you doing tonight?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Excellent. How you be?
All right.
Not too bad. Not too bad. I was hearing about all these resolutions, and, you know, I started to do a little research, and I found out that Hillary, she made a resolution.
Oh?
Her resolution is to take some extra naps next year.
That's good, you know.
Take
more naps so she'll have a bit more energy, right?
Yeah, there you go.
And then, believe it or not, I found out that Putin and Netanyahu were getting together with the same resolution. They actually were going to take some meditation classes.
Oh, is that right? Together?
Yeah, they're going to take meditation classes. This way they don't poke Obama in the eye with a stick.
Be sort of like anger management, right?
Yeah.
I hope that's all that happens.
You got that right.
Nothing worse than that.
All right. Well, hey, listen, once again, we want to thank you for providing the package, the part of the prize package that you provide with those cutouts. And we love the Trump cutout here. Everybody,
yeah, that's outstanding.
Everybody
that
sees it loves it. So, man, we really thank you for being a sponsor of the show.
Yeah, no, it's our pleasure, and, you know, hey, you guys are the place to go to listen to everything that's going on, and I'm glad to be supporting you, and you guys got it going. So, hey.
Dino, the only problem is Chris is driving around with his car with the head of Trump looking out the window, which really, you know, I'm a bit concerned about that. You know?
That's a thought. I should do that. Hey, Dino, thank you so much.
All right, guys.
All right, Happy New Year to you.
You too.
All right, like I say, Dino Rento Studios, they make memories, all right? The stuff, the physical stuff is just elicits.
So, I mean, I know we always talk about
it, what's being made.
But I actually have, I told you I had a cutouts where they do just what Dino does with your daughter, like, on a horse jumping, you know, like a hunter jump
like,
type.
Like your daughter on a horse.
They are so neat looking, but it could be a baseball player, it could be a
football player,
it could be your favorite coach, Danny, if you win tomorrow night.
These make great gift ideas because, once again, they create memories.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And memories are,
they're killers, absolutely.
They are
killers.
Our treasure.
Yep.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we got some more contestants lining up, and you too can get in on tonight's New Year's Resolutions contest. Who would you provide a New Year's resolution for? What celebrity? What politician? Who would it be? What would the resolution be? And we will have a winner tonight.
Well, Ed's given some good thought to this, so we'll get back to him.
All right. Ed, you'll be up next. Stick around for more of the American Adversaries. Once again, that phone number is 407-774-8255.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, then you need to know Jerry Shepherd. Jerry and his wife, Jana, own and operate Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service, a state-of-the-art service center located on Econ Circle, just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. Because you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you get at Jerry's. Whether you need regular maintenance work or an emergency repair, Jerry's is the place to take your Mercedes. Jerry offers the best service at the best price. Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service is truly the dealership alternative. And if you're in the market to buy a pre-owned Mercedes, take it to Jerry's for a free evaluation. They'll look it over top to bottom and arm you with the info you'll need to get the best deal. So call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Or visit them at jerrysmb.com. Remember, Jerry's is the dealership alternative, and they're also a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Dino Rento Studios as a new sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show. At Dino Rento Studios, they custom manufacture displays, props for events, parties, trade shows, retailers. They can make just about anything for just about anybody. That's right. DinoRentosStudios.com is the website. You spell Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S. Dino Rento Studios. The phone number is 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089.
704-7089. Want to decorate a party for that special grandchild or child? Want to decorate a party for an office party? They can do it at Dino Rento Studios, and they can do it within your budget. Dino Rento Studios, that's where they make just about anything, and if they can't make it, nobody can. That's DinoRentoStudios.com, 800-704-7089.
Song.
To say, and you never win. That's when the grin should start.
You should be able to sing this song in detail. That's all you know.
You gotta have heart.
Oh, boy.
Well, it sounds a whole lot better than "You gotta have Macbeth."
I rode my bicycle to your window last night. No, forget it.
All right.
What do you think?
All right, Christopher Hart, Colonel McKnight, and Mike McBath are here with you tonight, and we will have a winner to our New Year's Resolutions contest, and Ed is up next. Ed, God bless you. Thank you for being out there.
Hey, God bless you guys. Happy New Year to all the crew up there.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you. You're going to have to come have dinner with us again.
I'm ready. I tell you what, it was a delight to meet everybody, and I tell you, can I give a big shout-out to Colonel Danny?
Well, go right ahead.
You got it.
I'm right here.
You know, he was so gracious to allow me to come to his home over there in Rockledge and personally sign books. And one was for my son-in-law, who's a captain in the Navy, just finished. He actually worked the budget of a sequester at the Pentagon, and now he's an instructor at the National Defense University, wrapping up his last 30 years as an instructor, 3 more years there, and then he's finished.
Wow.
But Dan, thank you for what you did. And Danny's so authentic. I shared my Navy time with him. You know, I had daughters that go to FSU. He, you know, besides a great patriot, he is a wonderful human being for being an Army guy.
He is indeed.
Now, Danny, this is a guy I have to ask. Who do you think is going to win the game?
Who's going to win, Ed, on Michigan or us?
Hey, I got to tell you, I'm a Florida guy. I'm pulling for the Noles, even though I'm a Gator.
You got it. I know. We talked about that, Ed, and I forgive you for being the Gator part, but I know you're right. It's going to be us. You're right.
All right.
Fired up.
Thank you so much, and thank your whole family.
Here's my New Year's resolution. You ready?
Yes.
Michelle Obama is becoming a spokeswoman for Chantix. That way her husband can have hope.
That's good. Her husband can have hope.
For Chantix. Become spokesman. Was that spokesman or spokesperson?
I'm talking Michelle or Michael. It just depends.
All right. God bless you, Ed. You are in the contest.
Happy
Excellent.
New Year, Ed.
Happy New Year, guy.
All right. Yep. Same to you. All right. That's the idea, and Diane is up next, and she has a comment for Colonel McKnight as well. Diane, thanks for calling tonight. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. That's all I wanted to say. I just and I was just up in Mike McBath's old territory. We went through Pennsylvania.
Oh, did you? Where'd you go?
But we were on our way to New Jersey, the back way.
Oh, okay.
I want to tell you, the Trump signs, I mean, there was like barns covered with Trump signs and trailers and pick a thing.
And like we always said, in between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia is Alabama. So you're going to see Trump everywhere.
Yep. And all through the back roads and farm countries, it's nothing but Trump.
All right. Well, thanks, Diane. Appreciate it. And
I just want to wish y'all a happy new year, and I know it's going to be awesome. And we love you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Diane.
We love you, too. And it is going to be a great new year.
Oh, it will be.
Absolutely. Yep. All right. Thanks so much. All right.
Thanks.
All righty. Good night. By the way, Kathy sent in her entry for the resolution contest. It will be for Hillary Clinton. She will resolve to take baths daily. And
Ooh.
Use deodorant.
No, that's a horrible thought, though. Isn't that gross?
Yeah, we were talking to Dolly Kyle, remember?
Yeah, I know. I mean, hair on her feet. Oh, my God. Werewolf. You know what I mean? The moon is out tonight.
Werewolf. All right. We will be back with more of the American Absurd.
It's political, professional wrestling at its finest. The American Adversaries.
All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Don't forget, we are here until 7 o'clock. By we, I mean the chairman of the board, Mike McBath, Colonel Danny McKnight, and myself, Christopher Hart. Nick Lo Cicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Tonight's contest is our New Year's annual now, New Year's resolution contest. We would like you to come up with a resolution for somebody in the news, a celebrity, politician, radio host, right. You name it. We want to hear that resolution.
Bring it on.
That's right.
Great price.
And this is the last segment of the show that you'll be able to get in with an entry, because the final segment of the show, we now choose the winners. And we want to make sure everybody knows who we're choosing, why we're choosing it, and who that winner is. And in the past, we've been so rushed at the end of the show, sometimes we weren't even able to announce the winner. Mm-hmm. And so we want to definitely do that. By the way, I want to make a correction. Last night, we were talking about this restaurant that had posted a sign on the door that said, if you voted for Trump, you can't eat here. And then underneath that, it said, no Nazis. I said I thought the restaurant was in New York and New Jersey. I probably couldn't have been more wrong in terms of geographically
distance-wise,
speaking.
Yeah.
Because it was actually Honolulu, Hawaii.
Right. You know, Chris, the greatest part about that, not that part, but was when the guy that owned the restaurant announced that he didn't even vote. He puts a sign up like that and he didn't even vote.
Who does that remind you of?
Oh, I know.
But who does that remind you of? Your buddy?
Oh, yeah.
Colin?
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
I know. All
right,
these people have all these statements and everything. Then you go, did you vote? Oh, no, I didn't. Then what are you making a statement for? You don't stand for anything.
Right.
Wow.
That's it.
Insane, but
and see, I'm doubly incentivized to make the correction tonight because somebody in Germany might be listening to us, and I do not want to get a $500,000 fine for making up some fake news.
I think this is great, but no, this was announced today that Germany is threatening a $500,000 fine for fake news. So guess what? CNN. MSNBC closed their German offices today. I'm like, what a surprise. Do you think they have anything to do with fake news?
Yeah, that says it all. Follow the
money. Can you
imagine
them getting out of town the minute that comes across the wire? We close the office. Goodbye. See you later.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, though, right?
Yeah.
It sort of weeds out the hoaxers.
I mean, they were so pathetic. I mean, they were so dishonest.
Right.
I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah, indeed. But, indeed. All right. And so that's the German solution to fake news. And the people have a solution to ESPN?
Oh, you're talking about the ESPN. Let me see that.
The huge drop in numbers
this was
and
amazing.
Revenue.
ESPN, actually, they dropped over 10 million people, you know, in the last few years. But watch this. In the last 3 months, they've lost over 1 million subscribers. And the reality of it is, after they try to research what their problem is, we've said it, Chris, day and night, and we've been correct, is what you have these commentators, and they are so far to the left, and we're not watching ESPN to get the news. Yeah. I'm watching to see sports.
Surprise, right.
I'm not looking for ESPN and MSNBC. I'm not looking for ESPN, CNN. Just shut your mouth and report the sports. Right. We don't want your thoughts on politics.
With what ESPN has found out with their customer surveys is that people watch sports to kind of get away from things, and they don't want politics in their sports. That's why they're one reason why they're watching sports, so that they can get their mind off of those kinds of things, and they don't want to see their sports, their athletes making political statements, and the commentators and all of that.
And their losses are running into the hundreds of millions of dollars. And if you watch the commentators now on TV, they're getting younger and younger. You notice they're flushing the older ones out. I mean, what they're paying them now is surprisingly small relative to what I thought it was, because I talked to a couple of these guys the other day.
So what they need to do is turn around their philosophy of providing sports.
Provide us sports. That's why we turn the channel to watch you.
That's right. Provide sports and leave the news to the people that do the news.
So, Chris, what do you think?
They do a bad enough job as it is. They don't need the sports broadcasters messing it up more, right? So, what's that?
Think of your guy, Charlie Sheen, today. you know, on this Twitter.
Well, you know, we need to give a quick update now that you mentioned it on the Trump inaugural.
Yeah.
The inauguration is shaping up, and the Rockettes are going to be there.
Right.
They are going to maybe be without one or two of the Rockettes themselves, though, because many of the Rockettes are upset that Donald Trump is the president and that they're going to have to dance. Right.
The few that don't show up should change their name to Rockheads. You got to be a complete idiot when the president of the United States and you're not going to show up. This is your greatest opportunity, my friend. What a fool.
And by the way, Rockettes have danced at inaugurations before. And it's
right. What a
when do they get an audience
thing.
That big? Right. How often do you get an audience that
big?
Yeah,
the Rockettes, right.
I'll dance there, for God's sake. I'll put on a Rockettes outfit and dance.
I don't think Gary will be there with me. I'll tell you that. My TV's going off. I can assure you that. Yeah, this would be like Animal Kingdom, Danny.
Just,
you know what I mean?
Just let us do the show there, right? But the point is that, you know, these people are just Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes.
And then you come along. Of course, we already knew Charlie Sheen was a loon.
I thought they actually had kicked him out, but I guess he's still drifting around and everything. I don't even like his shows. I never liked it. What is it, Two Men and a Half or some
two and a half
garbage
men,
like that?
I never watched it either.
You know, he came out and tweeted, and this is absolutely terrible, right after the death, you know, of our Debbie Reynolds, he came out and says, "Dear God, Trump next." Isn't that terrible? "Dear God, Trump next, please."
He's a punk.
Is he just a two-bit punk?
He's a punk.
You know, and that's all the guy is. And, you know, he's a guy who swings both ways. He's just a disgusting human being. And, well, I don't know how they get away with it, why people patronize him, watch his shows. I would never be involved with something like that.
Well, he's another one. I mean, this is a guy who's an actor.
Yeah, who's been given everything.
Basically, you know, I kind of like what Kirk Douglas used to put it. And by the way, he's still with us. Kirk Douglas wrote his autobiography about 30 or 40 years ago. And he's talked about this in interviews, too. He never liked to get awards, you know, Academy Awards and that sort of thing. Man. And the reason why is he says, look, we play pretend.
Yeah, it's
we pretend. We, you know, we're
fake.
Right. This is pretending. This isn't a real thing. We can't take ourselves too seriously.
I've not been her.
In other words. Right. Well, he didn't play Ben
No,
her.
I know, but I'm just saying.
But he did play.
Remember this land.
He played not Mark Antony.
He was in
Spartacus,
the Egyptian one.
Spartacus.
And he also was in the Egyptian one, the Pharaoh.
Spartacus,
yeah,
he played in.
I remember
that.
Yep.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he was great. Great. He is a great actor. But he puts it in perspective, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy like Charlie Sheen just takes himself way too seriously. He thinks he's smart.
I know.
But all he's showing
it's
people is how small he is.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Ugh.
All right, let's get back to the contest. Entries, Ron is up next, and then Cindy. Ron, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, Merry Christmas, y'all.
Same to you, Ron. God bless you.
I think a good cutout would be you in a Rockettes outfit holding your guitar.
Yeah, the guitar would cover up the necessary parts.
Your embarrassment, right?
Exactly, right.
Hey, I'm happy to report. I thought about waiting another year, which is only a few days away, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you, Apollo 13 made it home, Chris, on time.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
And to show what deeper pockets this show has, he's been mowing 2 acres of my yard with a self-propelled push mower, and I found out he has a stent in his heart and he's mowing my lawn, so he got the winnings from Apollo 13.
Good deal.
Okay.
I appreciate you doing that.
So there you go. You see how this show can work.
That's great. That's great. We love that, Ron.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And when I was a kid, we wanted to go see Curly Neal play and get his autograph from the Harlem Globetrotters,
right?
The original ones. In fact, I was in line at Albertsons before they went under, right behind him after coming back from the mountains one night, and I said, should I go get a basketball and have him sign it? And instead, I just stood there shooting the bowl with him, right? And he asked me if the Bulls won that night, and I didn't know. And anyway, so instead of taking us to see them, Ma takes another brother and me to see Bozo, the original Bozo the Clown, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. So I was thinking Obama's resolution should be he's just going to be a bozo at kids' birthday parties.
I can see that. Yeah. He has a bright future in that area.
He wouldn't have to even dress up or anything. He already looks like it. So, you know.
I was going to say, become a bona fide clown. I mean, acts like one.
I mean, look at his ears. You know, he could fly off Dumbo.
You want to hear about Jerry? Jerry's going to go back to being in the Palestinian cabbage patch collection.
That would be good, too, right? With his hair.
Hey, Happy New Year, y'all. God bless you, Chris. Let's rock and roll someday.
All right, let's do it, Ron. You take care of yourself. All right, God bless you. All right.
It's Cindy. She gets one of the last shots.
Barack Obama be a bona fide clown bozo, right?
He could be, man, with those ears.
Is a bozo, that's for sure. Cindy, you're up next. Thank you for calling tonight.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
All right, Cindy.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I just have to tell you, Mike, you're wrong. I don't wait until I hear all the entries before I call. I don't get off till
6:30. No, Cindy, no. We laugh because you always come in near the end. I said, look, she's hunting you guys down, man. She's evaluating everything and taking a final shot, you know?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening when you get off work.
Funny.
We appreciate that.
Welcome.
Okay.
So I think my resolution has to be for Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Debbie, yeah.
And I think she really needs to get a makeover, especially her hair.
A makeover and new do. I agree.
You know, I saw her on Fox News one night. She was at some event, and she had her hair done nice. She had makeup on. She literally looked nice, but you rarely see her that way.
There is some potential there, but
it's limited.
She can do something with it. It's just she doesn't try, right?
I think at best she's ugly.
Well, let's just say you might.
Oh,
not,
that's right. I'm sorry. I mean,
you may not feel that way if she did what.
No, I
Cindy
would if she came over my house.
All right, hey Cindy, thank you so much for listening.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
All right.
Same to you. Same to you. God bless you.
I'm telling you, Chris, she's hunting these other people down. She's smart enough to wait to the end and come up with a wild shot.
You know? All right. We still have a few minutes. If you want to call in, do it now. Got
to
call in now if you want to get in on tonight's contest. When we come back from the next break, we will choose the winner, and we won't be taking any more contestants. So 407-774-8255 is the number. And if you want to call us, give us a call now and get in on the contest.
One other thing, Chris, we forgot to mention. It was our friend, the two married gentlemen who, harassed Ivanka, on the jet. Isn't that disgusting? On the plane with their children and everything.
Yep.
Fortunately, there's a petition circulating at Hunter College where one of the two lovers teaches, and to throw him out. And wouldn't that be great? Just throw this guy out.
At the plane?
While it was flying.
Sorry.
What college is it?
Hunter College, which is actually an expensive college up in New York.
Is it really?
Yeah. And, but there's a petition, and it's nice to see that because I think the people have to react, all this insanity that goes on.
Yep.
Who were these two? And they were both educated. The other one, his boyfriend or his husband, right, was a lawyer.
Right, that's what they said, yeah.
So, isn't this great? A professor and a lawyer. What a match made in, I don't know where.
Yeah, don't even go there.
You could define that for me.
that's right.
Yeah, we'll let that one go. Oof.
By the way, the doors at Wrestling 2.0 are now open. I just got a text from Steve Gushoff, our friend from Legal Immigrants for America. He's over there. And if you would like
is Steve
to go,
wrestling tonight, or is he just...
you have to go see. You have to go see. 407-774-8255 is our number if you want to get in on our contest. If you want to go to the wrestling contest at Wrestling 2.0, it's at the intersection of Aloma and Howell Branch Road in the old Publix shopping center there. It's obvious when you get to the shopping center. You'll see. And
another thing, Chris, you see this? Donald Trump just responded to Russian sanctions by reiterating his call to move on.
Yeah.
In other words, Obama, cut it. Cut it. We got to get this thing resolved.
Yeah, and this is why I think the Russians are not going to, if you will, take Obama's bait.
If
I were them,
I would do just what you said.
If I was Putin today, I would announce or tweet out or however he does it. You said you were going to do something.
What is it? Right.
When are you going to get around to it? Because what Barack Obama has done, at least overtly, what we know about, was pretty mild sanctions, considering the gravity of the threat. According to the Obama administration,
last September, Obama told Putin, "Don't fool around, or I'm going to get you."
That's right.
So this has been watered down because Putin stopped the minute Obama told him to.
Putin's just been scared to death.
You can really tell. All right, so we're just about out of time in this segment of the show. There was another topic I wanted to take up, but I don't think we have enough time to do it. It's a new course that the University of Wisconsin is offering. The University of Wisconsin at Madison is offering a course starting next semester, which is called The Problem of Whiteness. Right.
I didn't know that was
the course. A brief explanation. The course explores how race is experienced by white people, but it also looks at how white people consciously and unconsciously perpetuate institutional racism.
Isn't that pathetic?
To people like, let's say, Al the Shakedown Sharpton or Jess Jackson and talk about how they overtly perpetuate racism? And
maybe we can critique the course.
Barack Obama, while you're
up there.
Make sure you add the president. Yeah. That's correct.
Two more.
All right, let's get in. A couple more contest entries when we take the break. That's the cutoff point. Paul, you are up next. Thank you for calling.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Excellent. All right, Paul. Excellent. Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. This is for, since it's Kwanzaa, I'm surprised you haven't brought that up.
I know.
Yes. How dare us?
This is for the Reverend Wright. Do you remember the Reverend Wright?
Oh, we do.
Oh, yes. The Reverend Often Wrong Wright. Yes.
Well, his New Year's resolution is going to be to start something called the Kwanzaa Tabernacle Choir.
The Kwanzaa Tabernacle, right.
It's going to be mostly composed of a Black Lives Matter crowd. And
right.
Of course, he's going to need a big draw. Who else? Barack and Michelle. Barack is going to be playing the drums because, well, let's face it, Chris, that's about the only instrument he can hold in his hand. But Michelle is going to be the lead soprano, not because she's any good, but, well, she's Michelle, and during the intermission, she's going to be handing out pamphlets of what to eat before you come to the next concert.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
When they get up to the Northeast, they're going to try and get Bill and Hillary. Bill's going to play the saxophone, and Hillary's going to be, not the lead alto, but the loud alto. And it should be a really, really good year for him.
Oh, it indeed will be quite the act, that's for sure. All right, Paul, thank you so much. Got to move on because of constraints of time. And Joe, you are going to be our last contestant tonight. Thank you for calling. We appreciate you being there.
Hey, how you all doing tonight?
All right, Joe.
Excellent. How about you?
Good. Wonderful. And gentlemen, thank you so much for what you do. Sincerely appreciate it, hearing you every evening.
Thank you for listening every evening. Okay. We appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, like the other one, I hit you on the way home, and sometimes I could be able to get in, but I know we're pressed for time. So I think two things. Number one, I'm starting a new drinking game tonight. I don't think anyone will make it through it, but every time Curry does a speech, every time he sticks his tongue out in the middle of a sentence, you take a drink.
Did you notice that, Joe? Did you notice that?
I know.
Too?
Why would he bring that up, Joe?
I noticed that yesterday. It was very distracting.
I know. It is disgusting.
No one's going to make it through one speech, that's for sure.
For real. Yeah.
And for resolutions, I think Al Sharpton's resolution would be to start shopping in men's clothing shops and buy men's clothing again.
All right, I like that. He can still get silk underwear in men's styles. That's right.
Gentlemen, thank you again. Have a happy and blessed new year.
Thank you too, Joe.
And a prosperous and healthy one at that.
But when you look at Al Sharpton, I always think of a pumpkin on the guy's head. His head is like bigger than 2/3 of his body. I just think of like two little Tweedly D legs and with a pumpkin on top of it.
He's another one who could use a new hairdo.
Yeah, I mean, Al, you got to, you know, maybe. maybe like one of those airline butches.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we got to pick a winner. So stick around and let's see who's going to win tonight's contest. All right, we are the American Adversaries. Don't forget, we're live, and Larry Elder comes up at 7 o'clock. So you still got some great radio right here tonight. Please don't go away.
From Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama Cruises from $319 per person. How about an Alaska 7-night cruise from $399 per person? Sandals and Beaches are offering savings up to 65% off. America Waterways has river cruises, onboard credits on special sailing dates. Fathom Cruises, Dominican Republic 2016 cruises from $499 inside cabins and balconies starting at $699 per person. Perhaps at a cruise to Cuba starting at $799 for 7 nights. For Florida residents, give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Support Legal Immigrants for America today as we promote legal immigration all across the USA. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Buy our book, The Bible and Immigration, at golifa.com. That's G-O-L-I-F-A.com. Support Legal Immigrants for America today at golifa.com and help us impact Congress, the White House, and the nation.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
I saw her today at the reception. A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet.
All right. You know, Trump played that song so much during the the campaign, right. And even right. The thank you tour, he was playing this. It'd be cool if the Stones would play at the Trump inauguration, right? We'll keep an eye on that.
Or he could like emulate John Kerry and have Peter, Paul, and Mary there.
Oh, yeah. All right, speaking of John Kerry, we got a couple of New Year's resolutions in here for him. Let's see who's going to win tonight's contest. Nick, who do you like?
I want to hear Nick's.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think Dennis had the best one tonight. He said that Hillary Clinton should get some help with her memory, right? And and I think especially if she is in poor health and we're worried about her, you know, maybe her mind's deteriorating. This will help her. And this will help her with her possible disease if she has Alzheimer's or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? All right.
Parkinson's, whatever. This will help keep her mind sharp.
Maybe and go deeper and deeper if she has the black lung or she has it.
So there you go.
All right, that's a vote for Dennis. Hillary Clinton should take some memory classes. Colonel, do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I like anybody that goes after Al Sharpton.
That would be Joe.
Joe, wasn't it?
The last caller. He said Al should start buying his clothes at men's stores again. All right, that's a vote for Joe.
I'm going to do something terrible. I'm going to split my vote between Dennis and Joe. I like those two. That is terrible. You know what I mean? I sound like Obama. And I'm no guts.
All right, so we got a vote and a half for each of them again. So.
That's a vote and a half. Okay, Chris.
Here it comes down to me again. Yeah. Why does it always come down to me?
You can't always get what you want.
When I was going to Valencia College, I got corralled into judging a legs contest one day.
You got corralled into that? Was it men's
men
legs?
Men or women?
Yeah, I was going to say. I wouldn't be corralled if it was women's legs.
Thank you very much. It was women.
Okay.
And the way they set this doggone thing up is everybody could see and hear what the judges were voting. And, of course, I'm the last judge to vote, and there were three judges. And, of course, each of the other two judges picked two different girls. Everybody's looking at me to
Right? I hope you didn't do a Cankles type thing on somebody. You know what I mean? And they picked that up.
It was tough, but I picked the obvious winner. All right. All right. I guess this is a tough one. All right. I'm going to go with...
Boy, he's really a quick decision guy. Thank God he went in your group.
This is kind of what I did back then, too.
Yeah, like,
All right, I tell you what. We're feeling good around here. They both win. All right.
Wow.
Dennis and Joe.
What a New Year's, Chris. Dennis and Joe, you are both winners.
All right, congratulations. Wow. Thank you all for playing. Don't forget, Larry Elder is coming up tonight. We will be here tomorrow night. But once again, we got a three-day weekend after that. But after that, we're going to be back to make America great again.
The beginning of greatness.
That's right. You've been listening to the Titans of Talk Radio, the voice to be reckoned with, Colonel McKnight. Once again, always great to have you.
Happy to be here with you guys always.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Total Roof Services Studio, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.